Track 2. Hello and welcome to the news recorded on Wednesday, the 20th of June. I'm Margaret.
I'm Joyce.
And I'm Phil.
And your sound engineers this week are Martin and John. And Joyce will start us off with the news.
Dudley's council chief will now be earning almost £170,000 a year, following a local government pay rise. Senior officers at the authority will see their combined pay packets increase by more than £20,000 after local government employers and trade union officials agreed an improved national pay offer. The increase will see that the total wage bill for the chief executive, Sarah Norman, and 10 other directors rise £1,198,399 a year after the deal is separately agreed by the council. Overall, the executive wage bill at Dudley Council will increase by £30,000, including employers' national insurance contributions and superannuation. The pay increase brings senior officers in line with other council staff, who also agreed a 2% increase for the next 2 years. Sarah Norman's pay will now rise to £169,983 from £166,650, backdated to April this year. The Trade Union for Local Authority Senior Officers, ALACE, accepted a revised pay offer of 2% for this year and next year after rejecting an initial offer of only 1% for 2018.
People will come into the store and ask if they can rub my arm for good luck. These are the words of Asda worker and National Lottery winner Amanda Lewis, who won £1 million on a lucky dip at the store where she works in Wolverhampton. Customers will still find her ringing up their shopping at the Molyneux Way supermarket, 2 years on from her big win. She has worked there for 16 years. A limited edition gold National Lottery kiosk, complete with Lucky Charm, Amanda's handprints, were installed there in her honour. The 51-year-old who moved from Featherstone to Stafford after her win bought her twins Charlotte and Ryan, aged 23, both Audi cars. She also shelled out on a plot of land for her daughter's two horses, paid off her mortgage and bought a home for her father-in-law in Dudley. She still remembers the moment she won. She said it was a big shock. I sat in the car and I thought if I should wait to call or if I should call them straight away. I ended up calling them or else I would not be able to concentrate as I drove home. I thought I had won 100,000, but then he asked how many zeros there were and asked me to sit down when he told me it was actually 1 million. I was lost for words. Since the draw on November the 19th, 1994, the National Lottery has now created 5,000 millionaires.
A lucky lady. Financial troubles and a lack of support have forced organisers to cancel this year's Bell Broughton Scarecrow Festival. The popular family festival, which was last year named the best event of its kind in the UK, sees up to 30,000 people flock to the village each year, as hundreds of straw-stuffed creations go on display to raise money for charities. But in a post on the festival's Facebook page on June the 6th, organisers declare that the 2018 event had been cancelled. The announcement has been met by upset and disappointment from regular festival goers, with several agreeing the event had become too commercial and too expensive. Cy Anderson commented, "It started out as a little village doing something unique to raise a bit of money for charity. Now, because of how commercialised it's become, it's no longer viable to serve its original purpose. Committee member Michelle Brown said, "We received a lot of criticism and just felt a bit worn down. All the committee members do this in their own time and no one gains financially, and we just don't have the right kind of support at the moment. The committee is now looking to take on more members ahead of the 2019's festival, which organisers say will be scaled back to a village event, focusing on scarecrows. The committee is set to meet in October to make a final decision on next year's event. Anyone interested in volunteering should email chair@bellbroughtonscarecrow, and that is all one word, .co.uk.
A Stourbridge Slimmer hopes to be an inspiration to others after losing almost half her body weight in the last 12 months. Julie Jenkins, 50, weighed almost 29 stone at her heaviest, but now tips the scales at just over 16 stone, thanks to a combination of exercise and dietary changes. She has lost an average of 3.5 pounds a week over the past year after joining a Slimming World class at Blackheath Central Methodist Group. Julie, who lived in Stourbridge for 13 years before recently moving to Rowley Regis, added, "I am thankful for all the love and support that my family have given me. I couldn't have come this far without their support, their encouragement, and their genuine happiness for every pound I lost."
It is an old cliche that firefighters climb trees to rescue cats, but one crew was forced to delve beneath the ground to save a family of ducklings. Firefighters were called in to help the baby ducks, which had fallen into a drain in Cowsley. A concerned resident called for help after hearing them chirping from beneath the road. The metal drain, in Weddell Wind, was pulled up so crews could reach the seven ducklings that were trapped. Thankfully, the stranded birds were pulled to safety and appeared unruffled by their fall. They were found in a puddle of water at the bottom of the drain. The ducks are thought to have come from the nearby Weddell Wind woodland, but found their travels brought to an abrupt end when they tumbled down the drain. Firefighters from West Bromwich Fire Station attended and were able to remove the drain cover to get to the birds. They were carefully pulled out of the drain. A spokesman from West Bromwich Fire Station said, "We were called by a local resident from the nearby area. Seven ducklings found their way into the drain. They had fallen through the grating in the drain cover and unfortunately ended up stranded in the water in the drain. Seven ducklings had fallen in a road drain. The fire service released them from the drain and tried to reunite them with their mother, but they couldn't. Therefore, they were left with the occupier of the property, awaiting the RSPCA to take ownership of them and look after them."
A Stourbridge retail park that houses the likes of Tesco and Pizza Hut has been sold for a whopping £2.25 million. Property consultants CBRE have shelled out the fee to buy the Crystal Centre retail park in Amblecote. Tesco, Halfords, Bathstone and Pizza Hut all have outlets at the Platts Road development. CBRE have bought the park from the custodian Capital on behalf of the property investment firm Kindale. The retail units on the park are reported to generate a total annual rental income of £2,013.422. Oliver Forster, director of the CBRE Capital Markets team, said Stourbridge is an affluent town in the Black Country and the Crystal Centre is ideally located on one of the main arterial routes into the town. Its prominent location, strong covenants and asset management opportunities make this an excellent investment for Kindale.
A wannabe writer from a Withymore school has wowed comedian and scribe David Walliams on her way to winning a Regional Authors Award. 10-year-old Beth Bayliss from Withymore Primary School has won a regional prize in the National Young Writers Award competition, which was judged by best-selling children's author Walliams. Children from across the UK were invited to pen a 500-word story about heroes in this year's contest. And Beth's Turbine Trouble tale caught the eye of the popular funny man. Her story tells the tale of a woman who battles against the odds to introduce a wind turbine to power her village's electricity. Walliams said, "I was overwhelmed by the quality and creativity of the stories that I was reading and was so impressed that this broad range of exciting ideas have come from such young writers."
Angry members of the Cradley community have hit out at thieves who they believe to have stolen a memorial bench from Collygate. Robbie's bench, which honours local man Robbie Williams, who died at the age of 46, has been pride of place outside Chainmaker's Fish and Chip Shop for the past 2 months. The bench was previously homed in Lye, where it sat for the past 8 years. On the morning of Friday, June the 15th, the bench was discovered to have vanished. And Andrew Newton, owner of the fish and chip shop, believes a gang of at least 3 or 4 people have taken it. "It's really disappointing that people would do this," Andrew said. "I don't understand why someone would want to steal a memorial bench, especially one which honours an extremely popular local man like Robbie." Local campaigner James Clinton is appealing for the public's help in tracing the bench, as the theft has left Robbie's family angry and devastated, he said. "The community are not happy with what's happened, and I think everybody wants blood. The bench is so well used by everyone in the area. There's always children sitting on it to drink their slushies, and people wait for their bus, that it can't have been local people who've done it." The appeal posted on Chainmaker's Fish and Chips Facebook page had been shared more than 180 times within the first few hours.
A Black Country man will complete the Three Peaks Challenge to pull in the pounds for a Wordsley special school. Anthony Cookley, who works for Dudley CVS, wants to raise more than £2,500 for the Parent Outreach Service at Penns Meadow School, where his 6-year-old son Rhys, who has cerebral palsy and complex learning needs, is a student. His charity fundraising efforts are being backed by friends, teachers and Coleshill-based candidate Source, who met Anthony through its support of Lunch on the Run, based at the DY1 community building in Stafford Street, Dudley. The online recruitment advertising agency has donated £1,000 to kickstart the campaign and to help with purchasing waterproofs and other equipment, including a Jutta kid carrier that will transport Rhys up the final mountain so he can complete his own challenge at the same time. Rhys was born premature at 28 weeks, and this caused a lot of complex issues, including cerebral palsy, hydrocephalus and epilepsy. Anthony added, "I haven't done much training, but I know I'll complete the Three Peaks. I'll be on my own for the first two, and then for Snowdon, I'll be joined by some of the teachers who will do the climb with us. Rhys won't have had many opportunities to share a challenge like this with his dad, but I know he's even more excited than me to get started." To help Anthony reach his fundraising target, visit www.gofundme.com/Penns Meadow.
Staff at Spa Supermarket in Hagley have agreed to carry out regular litter picks in the village centre. following a rise in complaints to the parish council. Hagley Parish Council spends around £13,000 each year to clear litter from the playing fields, car parks and the High Street shopping area. But a rise in complaints from residents led the council to write to a number of local businesses which sell food and drink, asking them to volunteer staff to help reduce the amount of litter and the cost to the public purse to clear it up. Chairman of Hagley Parish Council, Steve Colella, added, "This is a great example where local businesses supporting the parish council and helping to clear the area tidy and free from litter." It's common to see large hot food restaurants carry out litter picks in areas of towns and cities. But for a business to do the same in a smaller place the size of Hagley shows just how much they want to feel a part of the community. I'd make an appeal for other businesses to join in too.
And with that final news item from Joyce, we'll now make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Joyce.
And goodbye from Phil.